Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 4 of Joy in the Morning, an occasional series where I'm recording my thoughts and my feelings after the death of my mother, which happened on the 5th of February 2021. And there's no fancy stuff in these podcasts, no extra music or fancy artwork or editing, actually, so I apologise if you get the odd sniff or something, or a car as I walk past it, but I don't have time for that at the moment as I'm working through the impact of my mother's death on me and the people around me. But I find that I work out what I'm thinking and feeling by talking and writing. So part of the reason for recording these is to help me myself work out what I'm thinking and feeling. But it might be, I hope, useful for other people that go through a time of loss, either in the past you're working things out, or in the present, or possibly something for the future that might be useful. And so it's a bit raw. And today, what I've been praying about, I'm just finishing up my prayer walk, I've been praying about how irritated I am. That's the theme today. Generally, the last few days after my mother's funeral, which took place just a few days ago, I've been up and down in my feelings, but I've not been particularly irritated. But yesterday, we left my father. I've been helping my father and the rest of the family, and they've been helping me work through all of preparing for the funeral, the actual funeral, and then some of the aftermath and so on. So I've been down there helping my father. I'm now back in Croxley Green, where I live. But leaving yesterday, I found so hard. It was so hard to leave my dad yesterday, to leave him alone in that big old house. And he knew it was right, and he agreed that I should leave. And I think it is right. I mean, I'll be popping down again pretty soon, but it was the right time to leave. I find goodbyes hard at the best of times. But yesterday, how do you say goodbye? So anyway, we said goodbye, and I immediately, driving away, felt irritated. And I found myself irritated all afternoon and evening at small things. Drivers on the road, you know, the normal stuff irritated me. Boxes that wouldn't quite fit in the car properly irritated me. Carrying bags and just banging a bag against my shins as we were taking things back into the house irritated me. The front door irritated me, just wouldn't open quickly enough. Lots of just little things. Something Penny said to me, my wife, irritated me. It was nothing, it was innocuous. Buttons that wouldn't respond quickly on the television remote irritated me. I know I could go on. And this morning, as I've been out walking and praying, things are irritating me. And I don't quite know why things are irritating me quite so much. I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling impatient. And there you go. So I don't know if that's a common experience with grieving. Perhaps you can let me know what you think about what that means and how to process it. Certainly I've been praying about it this morning, and that's made a big difference. So I don't feel quite so irritated as I'm recording this, but it is a real thing today and yesterday. The only spiritual thing I could come up with is perhaps when Lazarus died and Jesus travels eventually to the graveside. And I think it's Martha, is it Mary or Martha? But I think it's Martha. One of the two sisters says to him, "If you'd come earlier, my brother wouldn't have died. If you'd come earlier." Is that an expression of irritation? I mean, it could be an expression of faith. You know, you had the power, why didn't you come? Or it could be an expression of lots of different things. But I wonder if that was some kind of irritation at Jesus, rather than gratitude that he's there, or hope because he's there, but instead expression of irritation. But there's something about what grief and loss and the pain of all this is doing to me that is heightening my propensity to irritation. So you can pray for me, huh? Pray for me to have insight into why I have this irritation and what to do about it. And pray for me that I don't give into the irritation, to take me from simple irritation to some kind of, what would it be, an unhealthy impatience, especially if that came out towards people. I don't want that. So you can pray for me. Irritation. Well, I pray and hope that by God's strength, my irritation will subside. Because truth is, God's been so good to me. And what I'm experiencing is natural and normal for all of humankind. And perhaps this irritation is natural and normal. But I just pray and hope it won't dominate me today, or any day for that matter. So that's it. That's me for today. It's Monday morning. I'm heading back to the house for breakfast and to get the day going and get the week going as it might normally go, best we can. And I'll catch up with you soon. And I pray that whatever happens in your life today, whether you're mourning or not, whether you're going through a tough time or not, that you find reasons for joy in the morning. Until the next time, take care and God bless.